Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I'd like to talk about three things. The first is the Old Testament reading about a famous battle. Two, Jesus' challenge today is to pray without ceasing. And three, the importance of time, talent, and treasure. Our first reading today is from Exodus, and we have a famous battle scene. Moses commissioned Joshua to engage Amalek in battle. During the battle, as Moses' hands are up, Israel has the better of the fight. When his hands are down, Amalek has the better of the fight. Now Moses is starting to get tired, for it is a long battle, and sits on a rock. Aaron and Hur also assist on his right and left, and Moses remains steady till sunset, and the battle is won. From Luke's gospel, Jesus gives us a challenge to pray always without ceasing. Our Lord moves to a parable, a certain judge of dubious character. He neither fears God nor respects any human being. And a widow would come repeatedly to ask for a just decision in her case. Now, a widow would be a very vulnerable person during the time of Israel. The situation drags on for some time since the judge is unwilling to do anything. But eventually he thinks, this widow keeps bothering me, so eventually decides to render a just decision. He is motivated by self-interest as he fears that this widow will come and strike him. If a dishonest judge grants justice to a widow who is persistent, how much more will God, who ensures justice for the widow, will also ensure justice for his chosen one, including all of us who pray out to him day and night. The widow who represents the vulnerable people in ancient Israel is like God's people today under persecution, the poor, the needy, and the many in great need. God sent his chosen son to stand in the breach and to bring salvation and restoration to all, and especially the poor, the needy, even if the situation is hopeless. Many of us know someone, maybe an immediate family member, who was lost, sick, or in need. Saint Monica comes to mind as a great example, who prayed for her son, Saint Augustine, her husband, Patricius, and her mother-in-law for many years. She never gave up. So what does this mean for us today? From the Old Testament, the image of Moses with his hands toward the heavens praying for an important and successful battle. Are we not called, like Aaron and Hur, to lift up the hands of our neighbors who ask for our prayers or for some need? Jesus' challenge to pray without ceasing, we may find great example earlier in Luke's gospel. Luke's description of events at the presentation of the Lord, and there were Simeon and Anna. They prayed a long time to see and witness the justice of God. Anna was a prophet advanced in years and a widow. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. St. Paul's challenge today is to preach the gospel, whether convenient or inconvenient. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're all called to help each other at Our Lady of Fatima. Lord, help us to be the person who stands in the breach to use our gifts of time, talent, and treasure for the body of Christ.